Hi, I'm Alok Asthana. I have always claimed that leadership trainers who have first-hand experience of leading real teams offer much better service to clients than the academic ones, the ones who become trainers by reading books on leadership. Here I offer one example of that by showing how the popular advice that HR should work diligently in the welfare mode to help individual employees is by and large bad advice. Most HR departments look like hospitals, and HR people look like nurses, out to get the patient back to health by sheer kindness. They do so by administering him or her the best training and lots of mollycoddling. This is wrong. They should learn to act like surgeons. A surgeon excises the useless part. But before they start acting like surgeons, they should give their approach of gym trainers a serious try. When an employee fails to deliver, it could be so due to wrong structure of the organization or maybe even wrong placement of the employee. When so, the correction must be made at the organizational level. But when part of the organization is failing because the employee is unable to hold up his or her part of it, not one moment should be wasted using the welfare approach, as most HR people are wont to do. Let us now leave this narrow example and move to some concepts at a generic level. I came across these concepts from a study of randomness and antifragility as preached by Nassim Nicholas Taleb in his book Antifragile, Things That Gain from Disorder. And as I confess, not by direct experience of my leadership tenure of 26 years. However, I did try some of these in my tenures and found them to be right. I stand by these. Now, randomness ensures that all things are never equal and some weak stuff will always get into circulation, whether in an organization or in a human population. To strengthen the weak subject, there are two routes, hormesis and the evolutionary trick. Let's take hormesis first. Hormesis works on the theory that living organisms, and mind you, organizations are living organisms. So living organisms get strengthened by application of stress. When the body is unable and weak to lift even 30 kg weight, people should be advised to go to gym and work steadily to lift between 20 to 30 kg. This does not break down the weak body, but rather strengthens it. Being a living organism, hormesis works to force the body to generate the strength to lift the weight. It does more than produce strength to just lift that weight. It overcompensates. That is the basis of hormesis and weightlifting too. By gradually increasing the weight, we increase the overcompensation, and within months we have that person lifting not only 30 kgs but now 50 kgs. What if we had instead reduced his load even lesser or given him some crutches to help him lift that weight? Remember, we are dealing with living organisms, not non-living glass. Only non-living things break under stress. Living things get strengthened by it, up to a point, of course. After hormesis, the second trick is the evolutionary trick, the trick that Mother Evolution plays. Evolution makes the larger entity stronger by killing the weak, smaller entities in it. When the weak puppy dies, the overall litter quality improves. In an organization, the weak must be weaned out. Otherwise, the whole organization is weakened. One has to decide where does one's loyalties lie, towards the organization as a whole or towards the weak employee. The weak part must be removed, not protected. If not, the whole system blows up later. So what needs to be done? The HR must stop behaving like nurses using the welfare and the love approach. Instead, they must behave initially like gym trainers and then like surgeons. Progressively load the weak employee under supervision and allow hormesis to do the work. If it does not work, use the evolution trick. Remove the weak so that the genetic pool of the remaining improves. Allow small fires to avoid larger ones later. Also, I advise HR people read books by Taleb and other practitioners of complexity and antifragility rather than books by mere academics. Thank you.